The Osgood File, sponsored by Assured Guarantee, protecting investors with municipal bond insurance. To learn more, visit thinkassuredguarantee.com. That's thinkassured, G-U-A-R-A-N-T-Y.com. This is Dave Ross. Yesterday was going great until I turned on CNBC, saw those miserable stock numbers filling the screen. Now that there's a bullseye on pension plans, the 401k becomes pretty important, doesn't it? We were all kind of hoping the stock comeback was here to stay. Alexis Christopher, CBS News business reporter, is there some reason why we might be seeing what we hope is a very slight short-term adjustment?
We're starting to see signs of an economic slowdown.
But a brief slowdown, right? A mere hiccup, perhaps.
U.S. jobless claims rose, China reported a surprise trade deficit, and Spain's credit rating was cut.
But nothing long-term, right?
We also have Americans dealing with the highest oil prices in over 2 years, and this is all finally starting to affect the stock market.
Well, that's just great. Which brings up the question, with these various world crises going on, does your portfolio determine who you root for? More after this.
Both the dollar strengthening and the bond market showing lower yields pretty much indicated we're seeing a flight to safety across the board.
Michael Farr, Chief Investment Officer of Farr Miller in Washington, who says a stock correction is due.
And it looks like we're getting it.
Which presents a moral dilemma for anybody who needs to take their money out of the stock market. Who do you root for? Most of us have probably been rooting for democracy. But when the rebels in Libya had the upper hand, oil prices went up, which hurts the stock market. Then as Gaddafi turned the tables, oil prices went down, which helps the stock market. Then when news broke of protests in Saudi Arabia, oil prices inched up again until the Saudi police opened fire. See, that's the test of how committed to democracy you are. Are you still willing to cheer on the winds of change, even when they start blowing through your retirement fund? The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Friday, March 11th, 2011.